Psycho Stick, let's go drink some beer. That's beer. Regional Rock Hour 92. They're out of Chicago. So, yeah, that's the Midwest. Before that, we heard Royal Bliss. 1 week from today, Royal Bliss and Psycho Stick will be playing in Peoria, Illinois. A little more recent now, going to, well, the present in the studio is Fault Mine.
Hi.
Hello.
And you guys, we were talking. New album's going to come out soon.
Yes.
And anything else? You got a title for it yet? Or are you going to wait to release that info when you release the album? Or what's up?
It's going to be called Predecessor.
Predecessor.
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you come up with that title? What is it? What
I
does
just
it mean?
Like it.
You just like the word? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now that some of them are songs I was working on before that like... didn't work with different people that I played with and stuff to where like they worked when it was just me and Chris to where I was just like, wow, well, these are the songs from before. And like, we have a whole second record that we're going to start in a month. And
okay. Anything coming from the nascent days by chance?
No,
no.
Nah.
When are your, how long ago was that band? That was a long time ago.
Like when I was 17, maybe. So 20 years.
Holy cow. Yeah. Long time ago. I guess I've known you quite a while.
Yeah.
You've been around. You've been playing in quite a few different bands.
Yeah.
Are there any projects? I know you've done other projects. What was the one? Holy cow. I can't even think of the name now. But you did it. It was years ago, and I was so excited because I saw it. It was at back when we even had a music store in the mall.
Oh, the CD was released. Black Dots of Death?
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, with, you know, Clown.
Yeah, yeah, Clown from Slipknot on that album too. And there was a video with a young lady in it.
Yeah,
that looks kind of familiar.
Yeah, that was my wife. Yeah.
Yeah, in the studio right now. Hi, Annette. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't mic you up too, but
good.
It was a cool video. I will recommend checking out Black Dots of Death. And one of these days, I'll find one that's maybe radio-friendly to actually air, but there was quite a few that, even though that Psycho Stick song I just played, I will say, disclaimer, we do not promote drinking and driving, even though Psycho Stick, you know, they're a comedy act, their lyrics there. I don't want anybody, you know, writing into the radio station. I mean, I don't know if we get snail mail here anyway.
Yeah.
No drinking.
It's probably still there.
Yeah. The people that would complain about it, though, you figure that, yeah, they would be the ones that would be.
They would write a letter.
I heard this band Psycho Stick. I'm going to get in trouble. so we got another one coming up off your new album. What's this one called that we're going to hear?
This one's called 72.
72. Okay. And is that the tempo of the song or? Seven seconds or?
No, seven? It was. Just and it just is a line in the song talking about that you should have retired by your age 72.
Okay.
Yeah.
By age, so yeah.
Yeah.
If you're able to retire before age 72, then
you should probably do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Depending on what you do, though, too. I mean, you get like movie directors; they live up to be like 90 years old and stuff. Like Clint Eastwood, what's he, like 95, and he's still making Oscar-winning movies?
Yeah, I wouldn't retire if I was Mick Jagger.
And me neither. Me neither. Hey, we're going to hear that song 72 after this. Crave Tattoo presents the Regional Rock Hour 92.1.